Saints, as we know, this conference is on enjoying the Lord and praising God.
Amen.
You know, these points, they go through these major verses in the Bible, showing us the joy and the rejoicing and the enjoyment.
Amen.
And you know, every time we come to the verses like this, I would say, all of us can say, we are not that way. I'm not sure about you. Maybe some of you are people of joy. I'm not a person of joy. And for me to enjoy something, I have to have a real factor of enjoyment. That's why, you know, the Bible compares joy to wine. People, when they enjoy the Lord, they are almost like drunk with wine. You know, when the first disciples on the day of Pentecost, when they were filled with the Spirit, everyone said, oh, no wonder. I mean, they're full of wine. That's why they're behaving that way. Saints, that shows you that the real enjoyment comes from not from within us. The real enjoyment is very much related to the Spirit.
Amen.
That's why Brother Ron had repeated again and again. He said, the joy is not a thing. The joy is the Lord Himself.
Amen.
When you are full of the Lord, you're full of joy.
Amen.
You know, when I look at you, I'm not sure. Some of you are happy. Some of you maybe are tired. I'm not sure. But let me tell you something. I'm not expecting you to produce some kind of joy out of yourself.
Amen.
I'm not expecting you to just be rejoicing out of nothing. The factor of joy is the Lord Himself.
Amen.
When you are filled with the Spirit, you're full of joy.
Amen.
And our Christian life is very much related to our relationship with the Spirit.
Amen.
That's why I would like to go back to what Brother Joe has shared. He said, first of all, we have to learn how to enjoy the Lord. Dear Saints, this is one of the greatest factors in our Christian life. If we are not full of the Spirit, there is no Christian life. If we're not full of the Spirit, there is no enjoyment of the Lord. There is no personal relationship with the Lord. That's why we open every day by touching the Lord, by opening to Him, and by being filled with Him. If there is no filling, if there is no Spirit, there is no joy.
Amen.
And our Christian life is like a dry exercise. It's like a dry machinery, you know, piece of machinery. You know, one time I saw an engine that basically overheated because it was lacking oil. So if we are that way, we will eventually get hot, angry, and we will explode. Because there is no oil, there is no, there is no lubrication, there is no enjoyment that cools us down and makes us hot for the Lord. That's why, you know, I really would like to go through some of these points. Point one says, the joy of contentment in all circumstances. You know, when Apostle Paul wrote the book of Philippians, he did not write it from a nice place. He wrote it from the prison. And it's very interesting that he was the one with joy. And the ones who were receiving that epistle, they were without joy. I think it should be the other way around, you know. They should have written to him, oh, cheer up, you know, we're praying for you. But it was the other way around. Actually, he told them, rejoice. Make my joy full. That means he was having some enjoyment of the Lord in that prison. And it says here, he was content in all circumstances. Dear Saints, we are the most probably discontent people most of the time. The first thing, when something happens, the first thing we pray is that the Lord would change the situation. Lord, I don't have a good boss. Give me a good boss. I mean, this guy, take him out, bring in another one. Or give me better job, give me a better income, give me a better family, give me better children, you know, anything. We are full of complaint because we're not happy because of our circumstances. The only situation that, the only reason why can we be joyful and content in our situation is that if we're full of the Spirit.
Amen.
That's why, you know, Paul wrote that verse, I can do all things in the one who empowers me.
Amen.
You know, in Christianity, it is a very famous saying. I've seen posters where, you know, people dream of becoming, you know, famous, or they dream of becoming something, and they say, oh, I can do all things in the one who empowers me. But that's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about becoming famous or strong. He's talking about being content in any situation. He says, I have learned the secret. I am happy. I am content in any situation. No matter what befalls in me, I am fine. Dear saints, can you do that? Let me tell you, without the Spirit, we cannot do that. Only the Spirit can make us people like this. Only the Spirit can bring us joy in this kind of situation. Then the second one says, the joy of living the kingdom life. Saints, the church life is probably, I mean, not probably, it's actually the best place on earth. There is no place better than the church life. And we enjoy having these sweet relationships with one another. We love all the saints. We enjoy being in the meetings. But the church life, at the same time, is not just a family life, but it's actually a kingdom life. It's the life where we have the strictest regulations. And it's very interesting. The Lord created us in such a way that when we follow this restriction, we are actually very much satisfied within. We're not satisfied by having a crazy freedom. We're satisfied by living a proper kingdom life. And in this kingdom life, we have what? We have righteousness, we have peace, and we have joy. Saints, if you feel that you're lacking joy, that means you're not living in the kingdom life. The kingdom life brings us the life of righteousness, it brings us the life of peace, and it brings us the life of joy. You know, when the Lord comes back, it will be the most glorious time in the history of the universe. This will be the most orderly time. This will be the most righteous time. This will be the most peaceful time. And therefore, it will be the most joyful time. You know, people in the world, they do not know what we're talking about. Only when we have righteousness, only when we have peace, only then we can have joy. People try to have joy by other means without having righteousness or peace. And it doesn't work. Joy comes only with righteousness and peace. And this is the nature of the church life. If we love the Lord, if we love the saints, if we exercise to live under His ruling, we will have His righteousness, we will have His peace, and therefore we will have His joy. Okay, I'll skip point three. I think it's very clear. If you have your prayers answered, you will have joy. That's very clear. You know, point four says the joy of seeing Christ in resurrection. You know, I was very much touched with this point because it speaks, the Lord spoke that not about the kingdom. He spoke it about the time when they will see Him in resurrection. He spoke this and He said, now you're having this trouble. You're having all these sufferings. You're having all these persecutions. But when the child is born, the woman does not remember her affliction because of joy. You know, all women, when they give birth to a child, they really suffer. This is part of the fall. Women have to go through a lot of sufferings when they deliver a child. But when they have that child, they don't remember the sufferings because of the joy. This is what the Lord is saying. When you, disciples, when you go through my departure, you will be full of sorrow. But when you see me in resurrection, you will be full of joy. And this applies to us, dear saints. Today, we are going through sufferings. Today is not the age of the enjoyment. Today is the age of suffering. It's the age of affliction. It's the age of persecution. But when the Lord comes back and we will see Him face to face, that will be the most glorious time. Dear saints, we all should live for this. We should look unto this. Do not try to find the enjoyment, the ultimate enjoyment in this world. Yes, this world provides us with some enjoyment. It gives us some relief and some joy, but it's not the ultimate enjoyment. The ultimate enjoyment will be there when we see Him face to face. This is the most glorious time, when we see Him in His resurrection. We will be in resurrection, and He will be in resurrection. And that will be the most glorious date ever. Blind date. You know, because we have not seen Him. We do not know Him. We just know Him spiritually. But when we are resurrected, we will see Him face to face. The joy of fruit bearing. Saints, when we bring someone to the Lord, this really changes our inner situation. You know, one time I read a story. You probably have heard there was a group of people. They were called Cambridge Seven. And they were the missionaries that went to China. They were all top students from the Cambridge University. And one of them, the leading one, his name was C.T. Studd. He was the first one among them. And this person, C.T. Studd, he was probably, humanly speaking, he was probably the luckiest person on earth. He was handsome, he was rich, and he was a very good athlete. Everyone knew him. He was famous like, you know, some of these soccer players, football players. You know, he was very famous. Everybody knew him and everybody just adored him. And you know what happened with him? How can a person if you see a person who is a millionaire, who is beautiful and who is handsome and who is famous, do you have any hope for him? You would say, this guy is hopeless. Yeah, but you know what happened to him? He led one person to the Lord. And that person got saved. And C.T. Studd said, I experienced such a joy that I have never experienced before. And he said, I wanted to experience that joy again and again. And he said, and that's why he gave up all his riches. He gave up his fame. And he went to China as a missionary. You know why? Because he had a joy of fruit bearing. Saints, if you would like to have this ultimate joy, bring someone to the Lord. When you bring someone to the Lord, you will have this joy. You know, I serve with trainees in the full-time training, and many of them testify when they go out and they preach the gospel, even if someone is not saved, they are still full of joy. Because they share the good news with people. Even if you don't bring someone to the Lord, you're still getting saved yourself. You experience this joy of fruit bearing. Saints, this is really practical. This matches what our brother Josh had shared in the previous meeting. If you are really serious with the Lord, you have to consider how to bear fruit. Okay, the joy of suffering for the Lord's interests. Saints, when we go and suffer for the Lord, we have the enormous joy, undescribable joy. You know, I really enjoy that in Luke 6, in Matthew 5 and Luke 6, you know, those are two matching paragraphs. And in Matthew 5, the Lord is saying you have to rejoice because you're persecuted for his name. But in Luke, it doesn't say just rejoice. He says you have to be jumping. You have to be leaping for joy because you are being persecuted for the Lord. And that's why in Acts 5, when those disciples were arrested and beaten for the Lord, it says they went out rejoicing. I mean, if I beat you, Texas, if I beat you, you know, for the Lord's name, would you rejoice? You would say, well, maybe I'm probably not going to go out for a while, you know. I'll probably stay at home, you know. But these disciples, they were rejoicing because they had been honored. They were rejoicing because they were suffering for the Lord's name. I really enjoy that. I mean, can you imagine the Lord said, you have to leap for joy. You have to jump for joy because you are suffering for the Lord's interests. And the verse in 1 Peter 1:8 says, the joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. How about we read that verse? I mean, if you have the New Testament, how about we read that verse? I really, really enjoy that verse. It is 1 Peter 1:8. Okay, how about we read it all together in English first? In English first. Whom having not seen, you love, into whom, though not seeing him at present, yet believing, you exult with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. Okay, and in Russian, okay? 1 Peter 1:8. 1 Петра 1:8.
Веря в которого, хотя не видя его сейчас, вы ликуете радостью несказанной и полной славы.
Amen. This is how Peter is describing this joy. He says, this is the joy unspeakable. You know, when a brother starts dating a sister, he is full of joy, he's full of expectation, but he sees that sister. He spends time with that sister. But here Peter is saying, we do not see him. We have not seen him, yet we love him. We have not had met him, yet we are full of joy. And that joy is unspeakable and full of glory. Isn't that precious? Why would we want to be here? You know, we're here. I mean, there is nothing spectacular here. I mean, there is nothing really entertaining here. We're here because we know a different kind of joy. And that joy is unspeakable and full of glory. And then we see the joy that is set before him. The Lord was able to go through the sufferings because he saw the glorious ending. He saw that he will gain all of us. He saw that he would gain his bride. He saw that he will gain his body. And he saw that he will bring many sons into glory. Dear saints, that's why he was able to suffer all the way to the end. Okay, point 9 says, entering into the joy of the Lord in the kingdom. This is the ultimate joy that we will experience when the Lord comes back. We would have to meet him. All of us would have to meet him. But some of us will be full of shame when we meet him. But some of us will be full of joy. That's why we have to live in such a way that we, when we see him, we will have the ultimate joy. The Lord says, enter into the joy of your master. The Lord is coming back and he will be full of joy. Isn't that a glorious thing to share his joy in the kingdom? And the last one says the eternal enjoyment in the New Jerusalem. Saints, in the New Jerusalem, you know, one time my children asked me, what are we going to do in eternity? And I said, well, I don't know. And they said, aren't we going to get bored? You know, are we going to get tired? You know, let me tell you, there will be a new joy every day. Amen. There will be a new enjoyment every moment. Amen. I don't know what will happen there. I don't know how it will work, what it will look like. I have no idea. But all I know is that we will have the eternal enjoyment. Amen. And we will be beholding his face. Amen. We will be, his name will be written on our foreheads. We will be serving him, and that will be the source of our joy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
Always remember, the joy is not out of you. The joy is out of him.
Amen.
He is the only factor of joy. He is the only factor of our enjoyment. That's why we need to be filled with him, and we need to enjoy him. We need to have personal relationship with him. And this is how we live a joyful and rejoicing life. Amen.
Amen.